I'll tell you a story of Bill Gates when he first got started, and they were making their little, he and Paul Allen were making their little computer stuff in the 70s, I think. IBM had made a deal with the programmer to program their first computers, the first computers that IBM put out 30, 40, 50 years ago, I guess 40 years ago, you know, what they call the PC. And the guy that IBM had looking to contract with was on vacation out of the country someplace. So the IBM reps came to the guy's door in Seattle and knocked on the door and said, you know, we're looking for Joe Schmo, I forget his name. And we wanted him to program our computer, our first PC. IBM had never made a small computer. They made these huge things, right? And so the wife said, well, he's gone on a trip. And they said, well, do you know anybody else? This was these eight, the IBM guy said, do you know anybody else who knows how to do anything like this? And the wife said, yes, as a matter of fact, he has a friend named Bill Gates. And he, you know, lives over there and he knows some of the stuff that, you know, say Paul is doing or John or whatever her husband's name was. So go over there and talk to him. So they go over to Bill Gates's house and say, well, this is what we're going to do. And do you think you can do it? And Gates said, well, did you talk to the other guy? Because, of course, you know, and they said, yes, but he isn't there. We need somebody right now. And Gates called, he said, just a second. He calls Paul Allen, who was his first partner, and says, hey, what do you think? And Paul Allen said, tell him yes. We'll figure it out as we go. Tell him yes. We'll figure it out as we go. Tell him yes. We'll figure it out as we go. Tell him yes. We'll figure it out as we go. Tell him yes. We'll figure it out as we go. Have you got it? They had no clue how they were going to build software for the PC. But they were interested in computers and software. And so they told IBM, yes, we can do it. They got the gig. The rest is history. Microsoft is one of the richest companies in the world. They figured it out, but they set the GPS, yes, we can. And had a specific number, certain software they had to make for it, and that's what they did, okay? So you do not need to know the how to get there. Have I got you? You don't need to know the how right now. It comes to you once you decide what number you're going to be, see? And that's going to take care of the how. We'll show you how to do that, okay? All right, so if you never decided, that's why you're nowhere. But we can all decide, right? We can all decide, make it happen. What is your destination? Has everybody got a financial destination? Now, some of you might be hung up about the money and you go, oh, I don't want to think about the money. So if you that unnerves you, you can talk about numbers of people you're going to help. I'm going to build an organization and help 1,000 people save 1,000 people from daily pain meds. I'm going to save 1,000 people from paying more than they should for their whatever it is. People who don't want to overpay, you're going to help those people. So you can talk about numbers of people that you can help. Does that make sense? That is your destination. I want to help 1,000 people in the next year to achieve something that those people want, not that you want, but that they want, okay? So I own a blah, blah business. You have that on your form? Everybody got that? Make sure it's a specific number. Put it on your bathroom mirror, your fridge, under your pillow, your phone, the whole thing, okay? Now to do this, the Bible tells you how to do this. It says, put off the old man or the old woman and put on the new. You have to set aside all this old stuff about how you can't. You have to put that aside. Put off the old man and put on the new. Why? Because that's how you're going to be renewed in your spirit, in your mind. So that'll be a constant battle. The old you is going to, well, you can't. You say, you know, you wait. We're going to go first class soon. You just give me 10 years. Like Tom Cruise's parents gave him 10 years. Tell that inner self, give me 10 years. And it might be a year, it might be 6 months, right? We don't know how long it's going to take. That's like the future. And then you're going to get some help so that this new identity stays with you until you achieve it. It won't be instant, okay? You help get the results. Because think about this. If you really have something that can help people, if they don't buy from you because you're too chicken to reach them, to figure out how to call them, how are they going to have any change in their life that you could have helped with? And that's on you. That's on you. Remember, a business exists to solve problems people will pay for. So your job is to get that out there, okay?
Hi there, this is Kim, and the next part is coming up. If you're on the audio, you'll see it. But in case you don't see it, in case you're interested in pursuing this type of work a little bit, building your business and building some wealth with these kinds of approaches you've heard so far, go ahead and book a chat with Vic, B like boy, O-O-K, with, W-I-T-H, Vic, capital V-I-C.com, just like it sounds, bookwithvic.com. And if you'd like to see a little book that just came out called Duplication is a Myth, it's a little tiny book, just came out, you can get it for $7.87. It's a quick read about how you implement a business like this and grow some wealth with your business like this. And that is at duplicationisamyth.com/thank-you, just like it sounds. So duplicationisamyth.com/thank-you, spelled out duplicationisam like mommy, Y-T-H, .com/thank-you, just like it sounds, okay? Talk to you soon or see you in the next audio. Bye.